This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, September the 30th, the last day. It's a sad day because I always kind of like September, Victoria. September
I do too.
I don't know whether it's like coming of age, you know, when you know the book by Margaret Mead, Coming of Age in Samoa. It's a really very interesting overview of society and how things change as we grow up. September is kind of, summertime is for kids. And September, when you go back to sort of work and go back to school, or at least normally it's what you do, it means it's a time for you to get real, get back to life, get back to doing what you're supposed to be doing, act like a big kid instead of a little kid. And so when it goes into October, it's the leaves. Actually, I said, I think last week, that there were no leaves that had really changed, and that's dramatically the difference in the past 4 or 5 days with the yellows, mostly yellow, with some orange, and the changing of the... It just seems like 15 minutes ago we were watching the leaves come out. And I wonder why we don't have any leaf peepers who want to go on the springtime and watch the leaves come out of the trees instead of go all into the colors and go away. I suppose that's something...
Not as pretty, you know.
It's a nice warm feeling to see here in the northern climes anyway, to see the trees come out and burst full of life, and that's what spring is all about. And fall kind of is, I don't need to have enough. We don't want a downer in terms of thinking about the change of seasons and going into October, because last night's debate was enough of a downer to send most people over the edge. Unless you're a hardcore Democrat or a hardcore Republican, and you really think the cat's meow is Biden or the cat's meow is Trump, it pretty much was a disgrace as far as I was concerned. I figured you would watch a little of it. I watched. I was in and out of it. Actually, you know what? I was going back and forth between the debate and the Comey thing. Is on HBO or Showtime.
I don't know how you watch a drama and not actually watch the whole thing.
Well, I'm getting the gist.
Because there are no commercials in the Comey thing.
Yeah, I just was sort of getting the gist. I wanted to see Brendan Gleeson play Trump, and he's doing it. He looks like him. He's got his motions down. He's got his mannerisms. He's got his voice down, and it's certainly not flattering. And I'm not sure that Comey comes across too well either under the circumstances. But anyway, let's go back to the debate a little bit, and in terms of whether any facts at all, it seemed to me when every time I was 4 or 5 times I'd go in for 4 or 5 minutes and watch the two of them, I go into that place where I go often and I say it on the air, this is the best we have. It's a disgrace. The format was disgraceful. Chris Wallace had no control over Trump whatsoever.
I was shocked at that, I have to say. I really thought Chris Wallace would be able to, you know, control the herd.
No.
It was, look, I'll be honest, I don't think anyone, there were no winners. No. The only losers were the American people. Yep. This was the voting public. We were all the losers in that. It was a disaster. I was watching on CBS because it was on every network, so I just happened to pick CBS.
I was on CBS because it was the closest click.
Yeah, it was ABC, Fox, CBS. Yeah, so I was on CBS when it ended, because I did watch all of it. I'm not going to lie, I poured a vodka about 25 minutes in because my brain felt like it was bruised. I didn't know which end was up. I was in the twilight zone. Yeah. I couldn't understand what anyone was saying because they were just talking over each other and Chris Wallace was just yelling. It was such an S show, as Dana Bash said on CNN. Lester Holt said, coming out of it, Lester Holt came on, I guess it was the 10:30 or whatever it was, news whatever it was. He just said, he goes, well, you know, he goes, this is his quote, if hearing that this debate is over is music to your ears, you may not be alone. I'm at a bit of a loss for words here to describe what we've just witnessed. Yeah. He's the most apolitical, I think, of any of the pundits on TV. Pretty much everyone across the board, including Chris Christie, which was kind of interesting because, you know, he is friends with Trump and he helped him prepare for the debate. Chris Christie, one thing I will say, he was the governor of New Jersey for, you know, a while. I was not a fan of his policies, but I do think that Chris Christie is a strong debater, and I always thought that he presented himself really well. He's smart. I think he presents himself well. So he would have been, I think he was a good choice to have as Trump's, you know, person to help him, you know, get prepared for the debate. However, Chris Christie last night was on ABC News doing like the recap, the roundup.
He's a consultant for ABC. Yeah.
Yeah. And his quote was, you know, it was too hot. He said, you come in, you decide to be aggressive, that's the right thing, but it was too hot. So he basically said that Trump went over the top. And he, I guess, had coached him to be on the aggressive side, which Trump definitely came out swinging. But it was to the point where he didn't even let anybody speak, including the moderator. So, and I will give Biden some credit. He lost his cool a few times, but not in a way that we're used to seeing Joe Biden kind of have a meltdown or a temper flare up. I think anytime he was frustrated, he turned right direct to the camera to talk to the American people. Trump didn't do that, and I think that might, looking back on it, I think that might have been a mistake. I think that my phone was just blowing up all night. I have, you know, friends who are watching with their parents, and there's a mix of Trump supporters, independents, and Biden supporters in this whole group. And the Trump supporters were disappointed that it wasn't more personal to the American people. That was one comment that I got from some Trump supporters in the group. Obviously, you know, if Trump's your guy, then you think that he did great, maybe. Well, I don't know about great. He was pretty disgraceful and disrespectful, but whatever. Maybe you think he was strong because he came out swinging.
That's the way he is, though. He is disrespectful.
But I feel like the one thing that I did notice, and I don't, it was probably 10 minutes in, and my head was just spinning because it just started, and there were no clear answers to anything. It was just a mess. I did think that Trump's demeanor was different. I've seen him, you know, we've all seen him on the debate stage, and to be perfectly honest, the first round of debates when he was on the stage with the Republican contenders when he was running in 2016, he made mincemeat of everybody. There was no one, it was just carnage on the stage. He had nicknames for people, he made people laugh.
It was disrespectful, though.
He was. But what I'm saying, though, in terms of, like, who won, I think it was very clear that when he was up against Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and, you know, and all the gang that was on the stage with him, he definitely made mincemeat of everybody and came out and came across as the clear winner. Last night, though, I thought that his demeanor was less... It was less on, I don't know, there was something different. And maybe it felt more like he was an animal sort of backed into a corner. And that's not normally the approach that he has. Normally he's definitely calmer and kind of, you know, I don't know, there was something different. Maybe the polls are scaring him. There was something definitely different about his approach that didn't, it felt... I don't know. Maybe there was something off about it, and I couldn't really tell you. Now, I've been watching a lot of Dancing with the Stars, so I can just, you know, I'm judging people on appearances. Trump had way too much bronzer on, and Joe Biden needed some bronzer. That was my assessment of the physical look of both of them. Mm-hmm. I didn't like either of the tie choices. I didn't like either of their ties. I thought that was very bland. I think that Chris Wallace, I was just so surprised, because I think we've come to know him. You know, I'm not a Fox News watcher, but I do respect him as a journalist, and I do respect that I think he has the ability to ask good questions. And I thought, like you said from the beginning, the format was a nightmare. It wasn't even explained to the viewer. It wasn't, because then the candidates kept saying, well, now we're in open discussion or whatever. And I was watching going, what the hell is that? No one even told us what the rules were here. And then multiple times, Chris Wallace had to keep saying to Trump, you know, Mr. President, your campaign agreed that it would be 2 minutes uninterrupted. And that we didn't have a single 2 minutes that was uninterrupted for the hour and a half.
The disrespect was legion.
What a mess.
And this, nothing
there were no
happened.
Winners. No winners.
No. And it, as you said, the American people are the losers because we have two bad candidates.
Because we're just looking at that going, what the hell has our country come to?
Yeah, well, I think you see what our country has come to. And we've seen it over not just the last 4 years. We've seen it, the partisanship, the hard edge to things, even though Michelle Obama and Barack Obama come across some. I saw something the other day, the most respected couple in the world. Okay, so that's personally. And there were a lot of things that he did when he was in office that I didn't care for at all. There were a lot of things that Bush, Rich McFadden used to say all the time when he was on the program every day, I didn't like any of them. I like to give them a chance at the beginning to see what they're going to do. And then after that, the honeymoon is over, and it was over quickly. It has been over quickly because these people step in it, mostly because of the partisanship, but sometimes it's just because of the acute awareness that they seem to have of what the job isn't. And I mean, that may be confusing for you to understand what I'm saying, but the job isn't about being president. It's about serving people. It's about helping people. It's about getting things done that are in the name, the best interest. And you can argue a little about what's in the best interest of the country. When they started last night, they were talking about the Supreme Court appointment and that whole debacle. I don't really care whether the vote, to me, it's not important when the vote happens. It's important who gets into the seat. And I don't see that this woman, Trump said she was a distinguished jurist. That's bunkum. She's a distinguished jurist at all. But at any rate, it's, you know, we go back and forth and up and down and sideways. The country is in distress. The country has, maybe in terms of my lifetime, I mean, I go back to Vietnam when I was just becoming an adult and the stress that we went through during that. And then we had the business of Desert Storm and the stress that that created. Most everything that's happened in my life that I think was stressful was sort of war-related. But now we have, well, I guess we could say it's war-related because we're at war with the Chinese communists. And the things that are happening, I thought the exchange back and forth about who was coming to the protests was fairly interesting. And, you know, the accusation from both sides, you know, who's doing what and how are they getting their money and the web. That brought a little bit to the surface of what I'm thinking. I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. But generally speaking, there wasn't enough holding the Chinese feet to the fire by either one of the candidates. And they're the real enemy. They're the real problem. The problem created by rather questionable, hazy, fuzzy business deals, whether it's Trump and his raises, oh yeah, he's my friend, or Biden and his kid, but it's too confusing. And I wouldn't vote for Biden on the basis of whether his kid made $3 million or not from the Chinese government,
which has been
anymore.
That's been totally disproven.
I know, I get it, but I'm just it just gets surfaces because it becomes a talking point. Or I wouldn't not vote for Trump because of him spending or getting a $70,000 deduction for fixing his hair. No, that stuff isn't. I don't care.
Yeah.
As an American,
and that's the minor stuff. That is.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, there's our overview of the debate.
But here's one question I have for you. How are we going to do two more of these? Because I'm exhausted. I just don't know if I could do it.
They should call them off. There's no point. No more debates. Forget it.
No one's undecided. That's I know that, and we love Jen, and she's off on vacation this week, and she's not here. But I know she often says that there are, you know, a whole contingent of people undecided. There's no way that I just don't believe that. I don't believe it.
If she were here today, God love her, she would have thought it was the best thing in the world. Trump was the world's.
Well, I'll tell you this one quick thing. The three hashtags that were the most used hashtags across all social media last night to describe the debates. Number one, dumpster fire. Number two, train wreck. Number three, a disgrace.
Yep. So that's it in a nutshell. 20 after the hour. You take care of your body with diet and science and exercise with Calitrin. What a fabulous product for your body. Well, Prevagen is the same for your brain. You want to take care of your brain, and why wouldn't you? You know what happens if you don't take care of your brain down the road. This is a brain health supplement like nothing you've ever seen or heard before. So for a healthier brain and a better life, get Prevagen. 21 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now.
Yeah, this is a great song.
In her new memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey, 5-time Grammy winner pulls back the curtain on her life and her career, giving all of her fans pretty unprecedented look at one of the most accomplished and private stars in the history of music. I've always had, I kind of feel about Mariah Carey what I feel about Britney Spears. They both are very talented, have been sort of twisted around.
Under the ringer, right?
And yeah, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So in this book, Carey divides it basically into 4 parts. First few chapters take readers through her turbulent upbringing in New York, to her marriage. See, when I first became aware of her, I knew Tommy Mottola, he was a guitarist in a rock band when he first started, and then he worked his way up to the head of Sony Music. Kind of not unlike Tony Orlando, who had a singing career, but he was actually a music executive at a competing company to Sony. So I think he was actually at Columbia, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, Mariah talks about the ups and downs of her first marriage. There was about 40 years difference between the two of them, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
Certainly 30, about 40
exactly
years.
Exactly 40 years.
Was
she
40,
was 23, yeah. He was 43. Yep.
Yeah, right. Okay, so 20 years then. If he was 43, she was 23.
20 yeah. years, that's what I mean.
No,
that's yep.
okay. But there was a big difference, and that was part of the problem to begin with. She was lost, and she needed help, and he sort of offered her help, but in exchange for that, he wanted something, and obviously what he wanted was to carry what wanted her as eye candy.
Yeah.
So she talks about the ups and downs of the marriage, her affair with Derek Jeter gave her the courage to leave Mottola back in 1997 after Carey and Mottola tied the knot in 93. And by the way, Mottola is now 71. She felt that she was that he was overbearing. She said, felt like he was cutting off my circulation, keeping me my friends. He was a control freak. You could tell that by looking. I mean, he's a guy, you can tell by body language, this guy is a controller. And was horrible circumstance. Anyway, she writes that she kept a to-go bag filled with essentials under her bed in case she ever needed to escape. he was just, you know, he was at her all the time. She also looked back on their wedding, saying she saw no way out, never dreamed of getting married when she was that young. She discusses her breakdown from 2001 like never before, shedding light on her much-publicized rehab stay and the box office flop that was the movie Glitter. She speaks highly of her marriage to Nick Cannon, how they have remained amicable since their split in 2014, raising their now 9-year-old twins, Moroccan and Monroe.
It's kind of sad because she said a lot of nice things about Nick and said that that marriage really, she didn't want kids until she met him, and she's all about her kids now. And she said, you know, it's a shame because she said that that marriage actually probably could have worked, but they were both really busy at the time, and his career was on the rise. He's younger than she is. So it's always, I don't know, it always kind of makes me sad when you look at marriages that could have maybe worked out but didn't, you know?
Or relationships. Same thing. All right. This is going to be a short story. Vin Diesel. When you think of music and you think of Vin Diesel, those two don't normally go together.
Nope.
But here we go. We all know him as an action movie star, but he's got his debut single out right now called Feel Like I Do. Let's crank this up, Bill. Apparently, he shared videos of himself singing to tracks by Rihanna. But anyway, this sounds like... He was on the Kelly Clarkson show. He also shared a brief video message about how the song came about. He told Kelly, on a year that I would normally be on a movie set, and as you know, that's not possible, I've had another creative outlet, another way to show you or share with you my heart. So that may be his purpose, but I'm not sure he's... I don't know. My first blush on this is to not be... I don't care whether I heard the song again or not. You?
Well, I don't dislike EDM, so I don't mind it. I think it's kind of cool. I actually added it to a playlist yesterday, and I didn't hate it. I know it's not your jam, but I don't hate it. But this kind of music, you do not need to be a good singer.
No, you can be William Shatner and do this.
Right.
Pretty much the same kind of thing. All right, well, anyway, it's interesting to talk about Vin Diesel wanting to share his thoughts musically with his fans. In place of another Fast and Furious movie, here he is, Vin Diesel, Feel Like I Do, here on the DJV program at 29 after the hour.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At presidential debate number one in Cleveland, President Trump explaining his push to see a Supreme Court nominee confirmed before Election Day.
Very simply, we won the election. Elections have consequences. We have the Senate, we have the White House, and we have a phenomenal nominee.
His Democratic opponent Joe Biden's response to that.
The American people have a right to have a say in who the Supreme Court nominee is. And that say occurs when they vote for a United States senators and when they vote for the President of the United States.
Not everything was civil, though. The president spoke over the former VP several times. At one point, Biden called Trump a clown, and the president also traded barbs with moderates.
moderator Chris Wallace. Just hours before the debate, Joe Biden released his 2019 tax returns, showing that he and his wife paid a total tax bill of $300,000. This is USA Radio News.
School goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs to learn from anywhere.
Notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to project boards.
And all at amazing prices. This week, 10 packs of Crayola fine tip markers and Staples exclusives Crayola 12-pack markers and 12-pack colored pencils with sharpener are just 97 cents each.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or order online.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 10-10 while supplies last. Limit 30 in-store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
More stars from Hollywood are adding their political strength to the 2020 campaign. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is throwing his political muscle on his choice for president and vice president.
Guys, I had the opportunity to sit down with Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris to talk about a number of important issues that we're facing as a country. As a registered independent for years now with centrist ideologies, I do feel that Vice President Biden and Senator Harris are the best choice to lead our country, and I am endorsing them to become president and vice president of our United States.
With the exception of a brief flirtation with a 2020 presidential run himself, The Rock often takes great pains to remain apolitical at a time when Hollywood is filled with activism. The Fast and Furious and Jumanji actor took to Instagram, where he shared a video of the virtual conversation he had with the two Democratic candidates when he gave them his endorsement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A well-known Oregon environmentalist who's been missing since September 7th has been confirmed dead due to wildfires. Family members of 72-year-old George Ataya confirmed that the remains were found on his property. He's believed to be the fifth person killed by the Beechey Creek fire, which is now about 50% contained. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Trying to make you comfortable, well, not make you comfortable, but to present comfortable conversation about some of the things that have a pretty strong edge on them. That's the DJV program. Normally, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan are here together. Jennifer's off on vacation this week, so Victoria and I are here holding down the fort with lots of things that are... Today will be a lovely day, if you want it to be a lovely day. It's all about where your head's at. If you want it to be a bad day, yep, be a bad day. Wake up on, as they say, the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes we do that. I think what your dream state was last night. Did you have any dreams last night, Victoria?
I think probably just nightmares. I don't know.
All right. Let us continue with a focus on the virus and the impact of the virus. United and its pilots have reached an agreement to avoid some furloughs. I think all the airlines you'll see doing this because there are a number of furloughs that are supposed to go into effect as of tomorrow. So the pilots union has agreed at United to reduce flight schedules and spread the work among their 13,000 pilots. They have sent layoff warnings to 36,000 employees. 7,000 workers have taken buyouts at this point, or taking long-term leave. Many of the pilots, many of the flight staff, because of the limitations they have on the time they can be in the air, I think it's 104 hours for, my sister was telling me this, the minimum is 84, and I think the maximum is 104 hours in the air over the course of a month. I don't something like that.
Is your sister still working? I forget.
No, she took the buyout. She took the Delta buyout, which was very handsome. She used the money to invest in our enterprise on the farm.
Oh, great.
Matter of fact. My sister, just to refresh memories, if you haven't heard me tell the story about her over the years, she's 3 years older than I am. And when she got out of college, she went to work for Delta. Well, it wasn't Delta at the time. She went to work for Northwest Orient. That's what the airline was called. And they had a base in Boston, and she was tied to it for about 30 years. We had lots of discussions about her children and what to do. I remember those conversations. Anyway, she took the time off to have her children. She went right back and had been flying for them to the point where she had really a seniority status that was, when you're 76 years old, you're still a flight attendant.
You get to pick your routes, yeah, exactly. Probably, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so she didn't really want to quit, but apparently the money that they offered was too good. You know, that was all PPP money. And that's, we'll clean out who we have to clean out. Because they realize United, American, Delta, Southwest, JetBlue, all of them, and the foreign airlines as well, know it's going to be a while before things get back to normal, before they can run the old schedules that they did. Now, let's face it, there were a lot of people that were traveling willy-nilly. I found it very easy to travel. And frankly, it's one of the things about life at the moment, because of COVID, that I miss the most, being able to jump on a plane and go to California and see my children and my grandson. I've only done it once since last March, and I don't like it. Maybe we'll do a little bit more. My birthday's coming up, and we've been talking about me going out there for that weekend. And it's easier and better to fly now, but people are still, it's like going to the movies. People are uncomfortable still flying. They're not comfortable being in an airport. They're not comfortable being in a movie theater. They're not comfortable in being with groups, unless you're a young dummy who goes running around to parties without masks on and just basically giving up yours to reality. So anyway, back to the United thing. There were 12,000 flight attendants that are supposed to go off tomorrow. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm betting they're having a meeting with their unions, the same as they do with their pilots. And the same thing's going on in American, although American's more callous about these things and has less of a good relationship with their unions than do United and Delta. But at any rate, that's what's going to happen. Can you imagine? Look at what we were doing a year ago at this time and the number of people flying here that you couldn't get on a plane that wasn't full. No matter where you were going, no matter what time, it just all the planes were full. And they were ordering planes. I mean, both the manufacturers of planes, Boeing and Airbus, they've shut down. Yeah, I mean, Boeing will tell you that they've gone back to building those 737 MAXs, but they really haven't. And they haven't, nobody's going to take delivery of planes because they don't need them for quite a long time. And so that's going to affect our balance of trade. There's all kinds of things, the balancing act here. You know, we've talked a lot about foreign trade and the Chinese. Chinese bought a lot of planes from us. What they did, interestingly enough, this is an aside story, they bought a 737. They had 737s in China and have for years, but they bought one of the newer ones, and they took it apart, and they decided to build a plane. They do everything else. They steal all the ideas, so they built a plane that's supposed to be the same as the 737. That's how they've marketed it. Buy our plane from us,
different,
it's cheaper.
Brand. Is it their own brand?
It's their own China plane. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a chain of
so it's not an Airbus
China.
Or a Boeing. It's like
no,
the
no,
China
it's a China
bus
plane.
Or whatever.
Yeah, right. the China Air, yeah. One that you wouldn't set foot in if you had a brain no matter what. And they haven't sold any of them because people are wise to what really went on. They're going to use them internally in China. But they're not going to sell them to anybody, you know, unless, you know, they're desperate. At any rate, the travel that we are not enjoying brings, you know, about 60-70% of the travelers that traveled a year ago aren't doing it now. So you'll see, it'll be a while before things get back to normal for sure. And I guess that's what they're thinking also, Victoria, over at Disney.
Yeah.
The theme park workers are going to be sent out, 28,000 of those workers at the two parks. So I guess they're around the world, right? The Parisian
yeah.
ones, all of them are laying off.
They furloughed everybody in April. So that was more than 100,000 workers for this is the parks, like you said, it's all the Disney parks around the world. So they had furloughed originally 100,000. Now, unfortunately, 28,000 of those furloughs will become permanent layoffs.
Yeah.
And so 67% of the people being laid off are also part-time. So obviously, we know people aren't going to theme parks. It doesn't seem to be. Although, you know, the interesting thing, though, is that I think you could safely do a theme park. If you're wearing a mask, you're also outdoors.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, maybe people are just too afraid right now. But in reduced capacity, I think people would go to a theme park. You know, I mean, you can go, if you're on a roller coaster and they're worried about people screaming in front of you and, you know, and droplets heading and, you know, going in backwards and affecting other people, well, that gets eliminated if everyone's wearing a mask. I don't know. It's too bad because, you know, Disney parks are a lot of fun and families, again, families aren't really traveling that much. The CDC yeah. now has a warning that they say that Thanksgiving travel should be canceled. That includes airline and just going to someone else's house. So what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? We're trying to figure that out with our parents.
I was thinking about going out there, and Brendan said, well, you have to, if you came and we were going to have dinner together, you know, you've got to have a 4-day, the rest period, he calls it. As a quarantine requires 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I have 4 days to give away at that
yeah.
point. You know, I don't have a house out there yet, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to figure out, I might use the time to find one, but I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do this winter. I haven't figured that out yet. It's a little early. We'll see where this all goes by the time we get to Thanksgiving or into the Christmas season. But you're right. The CDC, but you see that the other thing is the CDC has shot itself in the foot. They've shot their wad, as it were. Nobody really believes the CDC because they contradict themselves every day. So saying them telling you not to travel isn't really much, who cares? It will be interesting to see what Black Friday is all about. Imagine we're talking about that as 1st of October.
Yeah.
And we're already into that. Thanks. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. All right, I do want to address something that I was thinking about. Patrick Mahomes, is that how you pronounce his name?
It is.
Yeah, he plays for Kansas City Chiefs. He's quite the quarterback. To me, he looks like a 19-year-old kid, although he's 25.
He's 23, right? Or 20.
Is he 24, whatever he is.
24 maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So he's got his girlfriend pregnant. And
well, it's his fiance. They got engaged a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Is 23, 24, 25, you don't have a clue. Reminds me of the Mariah Carey story we were just talking about, where you get married young, and you don't really know. What they do on their own is none of my business, I don't care, but it sets because he's one of these people that, that kids, young men look up to, and,
she's been his girlfriend through, I think from high school all through college, so, a lot of people, when they got engaged, you know, he got this huge contract. It's one of the biggest contracts ever in the history of the NFL, if not the biggest, $243 million or something like that. A lot of people thought it was really sweet that he then bought a big ring for his girlfriend and proposed. She's been with him through thick and thin, and a lot of people said that they admired that was his choice to not just dump her and start, you know, hanging out with a bunch of, you know,
What is NFL a kid
whores.
Like that at 23, 24? He's got a contract that basically over time is worth, what, about $500 million or something? It's some nutty number. So what does he know about that? And who's around him to help him manage his life, manage his money, and manage his psyche? you know, at that age and you get all that money thrown at you.
It's a lot to deal with.
It's got to be a challenge.
I don't know if you've ever seen him interviewed, but he is really down to earth. I find him to be really impressive. I think he's a really smart guy. He's very sweet. He's compassionate. Yeah, I think he's a great guy.
Okay.
So if that's,
well,
you know,
I trust you.
Look,
I
got married at 23. It was a disaster. But
me
not
too.
Everyone who gets married at 23 has a disaster.
It was a disaster. Yep.
You know,
correct.
Not everyone is a disaster at 23. So, you know, you and I were, but
yeah, exactly.
Maybe somebody else will work.
Say that you and I were married to each other when we were 23. That is not what we're saying. For those of you who are new to the program, no.
That would be some interesting calculations in the space-time continuum.
That's for sure. Today is International Podcast Day. The world of radio teaming up with the world of podcasting to create this imagery, sort of a marriage between the iPod and broadcasting, led to the creation of the word. The iPod, long gone, namesake form of media is here to stay, though. Podcasting. We have podcasts for all of the programs. I have the Good Day Health Show .com podcast, American Family Farmer Show .com podcast, Your Hidden Power Show .com podcast, and of course, the we're actually going to come up with some. We have our clip of the day now that we use for, I suppose, podcasting purposes, but actually, a lot of people are clamoring for more. So we're going to come up with something that'll be unique fairly soon. But in the meantime, you want to have a piece of our pie, podcasting, while you go to the clip of the day that you can find at djvshow.com. As a matter of fact, the one that's there right now, Victoria, the focus on celebrity endorsement of a presidential candidate, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, announced that he'd support Joe Biden. So we talked about that and the impact that it has. It's pretty substantial. Actually, when you think about him being apolitical, and I think we made that point.
Or very private. I wouldn't say apolitical.
Yeah.
He's
very
private
about his politics.
Political,
yeah.
And
good.
Very conservative for Hollywood.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, that clip of the day is there, along with all the other podcasting stuff you can find. If you go to Doug Steffen Networks, you can find a lot of that stuff as well. So anyway, the podcasting thing has changed the way. How many podcasts? You do a podcast,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing well with it. You want to tell people about this? You have a weekly installment, right, on this podcast?
Yep, it's called Beauty Pop, and my friend from high school and I, we do beauty product reviews, and we're both beauty junkies, so it's just a very honest and, you know, no-holds-barred reviews of different products and skincare and things like that. And essentially our goal is to just help women save money, save time, and skip the expensive stuff, and we come up with some really great alternatives. So that's our whole mission. And, we are getting a really nice response from it, and so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's neat. I listened to a little bit of it. It's not my thing, obviously.
Right.
But it's like me doing the farm thing. You know, that's my thing. So anyway, as far as news about television and television personalities, Meghan McCain from The View has given birth to a child, a daughter named Liberty Sage McCain. Is it Domenech? Is that her husband's name?
I think so, yep.
Domenech. Her husband, Ben, and she announced the pregnancy in March, writing that she was self-isolating after the whole pandemic started. She, of course, is the daughter of former Senator John McCain. They didn't talk a lot about this for obvious reasons. People keep asking and requesting actual pictures and details of my pregnancy, given that people write on photos I put up of my family that they are glad my dad got cancer and he's in hell. I thought I'd leave my unborn child out.
Good for her.
Cesspool.
It's disgusting. And, you know, it's so weird. There were some, you know, like the crazy people on the left, you know, don't like her. But then the Trump supporters are
like
being
everything.
Vicious to her.
Yeah, she's a middle-of-the-roader.
Yeah.
All right, 10 before the hour. No debate on TV tonight. Hooray!
Thank God.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Wednesday DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to look into some of, another hack. This is this ransomware hack at Universal. This is bad stuff. This is really dangerous.
Really bad. Yep.
Yeah, so explain, please.
So what happened was, we're just learning now. It started on Sunday night, and it lasted for several days. A nationwide cyber attack crippled the operations of the Universal Health Services, which is one of the nation's largest healthcare providers. Yeah. They have 26 acute care hospitals, 328 behavioral health facilities, and 42 outpatient facilities across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and the U.K. This didn't seem to affect the U.K. This definitely was a mainland U.S. issue. But it was a ransomware that essentially shut down the entire computer systems for this whole network. And as a result, hospital workers were scrambling. There were people who were having heart attacks in ambulances that had to be rerouted to different hospitals because the system was down. There were hospital workers, tweeting and texting and going public on social media saying that they can't access anyone's records. So when someone comes in, they can't access into a facility. They can't access any drug interactions, anything that, could potentially kill someone. And so healthcare workers were basically writing down handwritten medical records. It was a disaster. And so they say at this point, as they're trying to figure out what happened, they don't think any data from the patients or the employees was compromised. However, this is a pretty standard ransomware. It's Ryuk is the name of it. Its computer screens essentially were changed with text that referenced the Shadow Universe, which is consistent with Ryuk ransomware. We don't know if they demanded any ransom, but this was just a huge breach. And like I said, you know, in Florida there were heart patients that were being diverted. In California, one of the workers said that the ER was close to ambulances. Their operating rooms had to close. All ambulances and surgeries had to be rerouted to other hospitals out of network, which also gets complicated because you're working with another system that isn't yours. It just, in Arizona, they had the same thing. It was really just a mess. And so hopefully they will be able to figure out how this breach happened and prevent it in the future, because this obviously was a violation of HIPAA. This was just a mess. Not to mention that, you know, someone died in Florida because of this, and it was just
and
really
then,
unfortunate.
Finding people who are responsible for this and having them pay the price, that's a very difficult thing to do, but it's something that ought to be done in this case because people's lives at risk and, in fact, jeopardized and somebody died. So.
What I think happened, and they're doing an investigation, the FBI is obviously involved now, you know, as we are talking about COVID and having a second wave in the fall, I think that this was a practice run at disrupting our hospital system. So, and you know, we know that China's involved in this. We know that Russia is really involved in this. So, you know, and Iran also is a player. So we'll hopefully get to the bottom of it. These things are very difficult to trace, but, you know, hopefully fingers crossed, we'll figure it out.
All right. What's Eero, E-E-R-O? Do you know what they have? Apparently a line of mesh network routers. I don't know. That much about. Well, let's find out. Here's the report.
The Geek Out.
The long-standing issues of getting good Wi-Fi coverage across a house has largely been solved with the introduction of mesh network routers, and I've personally used and recommended the Eero brand to friends and anybody who will ask. Last week, Eero announced new models that will include the new Wi-Fi 6 standard, that just means faster speeds within your home network, and introed two new models, the Eero 6 and 6 Pro. Now, mesh networks, as the name implies, creates a far better level of coverage via a series of two or three beacons placed around your home. There are several brands offering mesh networks to consider, but the new Eero 6 starts at $199 for a two-piece set and goes up to $600. We've tweeted the details at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, if we did that Duracell ding-ding-ding for their battery ads, what in the world is this all about? People are eating batteries?
Well, not people. Children. Young children, apparently.
Children
so
are people,
what,
too.
Right. But, you know, not adults.
Yeah.
So what Duracell's doing, they have those coin cell batteries, you know, which are, I don't know if you've noticed this, but more and more devices are taking these coin, they look like a silver dollar. They're using these batteries rather than the traditional cylindrical batteries. So Duracell has now added a bitter coating to three of their lithium coin batteries aimed to basically, if kids lick it, then they won't swallow it because it tastes apparently like insecticide and it's the worst thing ever.
Ooh.
So,
God.
Yeah.
Sounds horrible. Sounds dangerous, too. All right, thanks for the...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.